100 word stories.
Hi there, this is Lawrence Simon. Yes, I'm late again. Yesterday I was just kind of wiped out. But hey, it's the weekly challenge where I post a topic and you come up with the stories, the 100 word stories on the 100 word stories podcast. Hopefully you all haven't completely abandoned the projects and all the challenges and all the fun and all the glory. Wait, there's glory? Anyway, the topic this week was Roger, so let's go ahead and listen to the stories that y'all still sent in, and I'll get back with you at the end of this, okay?
Good morning. This is Richard, and I am going to get into so much trouble for this one. It's called Roger. Let me introduce my dad, Roger. He's 88 and can be a miserable git some of the time. Well, an awful lot of the time, actually. To be fair, he struggles with getting about, which is frustrating. And with his heart, digestion, and a catalogue of other medical issues, who can blame him? I'd most likely be pretty grumpy too. He does have his good moments, though, and playing cards with him is always fun. I don't think he's ever wanted fame or attention, but now I've made him internet famous. Well, just a bit. That'll make him really grumpy. That's me done. Until next time, goodbye.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 word weekly challenge number 1058 with the prompt of Roger. I think I probably sent this prompt in almost 3 years ago, and I'm chagrined that it would come around at this time. Anyway, I've given my story a title this week called Twins Have a Psychic Connection, Don't They? So here's my story. When I saw Roger's name on caller ID, I wondered why he was calling on a Saturday morning. The person calling was the community service officer from Loomis to tell me that Roger had died in a hit and run. The driver was messing with his phone, so he called his wife and said he hit something and needed to hide his car in the in-law's garage. Roger was alive when he was found, but he was too severely injured and died at the hospital. The driver got 90 days. The judge didn't want it to be a hardship on his family. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and my story this evening is called A Voice in the Darkness. Timmy loved old World War II movies. He would go around the house talking in a microphone in the most monotone voice, Roger, Wilco, out. Had no idea what it meant, but it sounded cool. When New York fell to the Harvesters, he joined the resistance. He rose to senior signal officer for the upper Hudson River Valley. Timmy's call code was Roger, Wilco, out. Late at night, some grunt in a makeshift recon bunker would hear those words and feel less alone. At the end of the war, Timmy learned what the words conveyed. I've received your message. We'll comply. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Wrench, he said. Roger, she replied. Screwdriver. Roger, Spark plug gapper. The what? Spark plug gapper. What did he mean? She searched the toolbox and couldn't find what exactly. Quick! The spark plug gapper! He shouted. She looked at him in a panic. The what? The what? And then it was too late. He had lost his human form. Well, now you know, he said. The spark plug gapper was the code to reset her brain vision connection. For some reason, it hadn't worked this time. He would have to complain to management, because he did like his human helper. And this was my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizzygoodcough.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week.
The great thing with locking flight deck doors is that if the hijacker is already the wrong side, nobody's getting in to intervene. That's why I learned to fly a plane, and now the life of 420 passengers and a dozen crew was in my hands, or, as we like to say in the industry, 431 souls. That doesn't include me. I have no soul, and I have no qualms about what I'm about to do. Air traffic control are begging me to do the right thing. I listen, but ignore their plea. Roger. And out.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
Everybody knows Johnny Appleseed, but do you remember Freddy Chainsaw? While Johnny planted apple trees, Freddy cut them down. And of course, they're both legends and not quite real people they represent. Johnny was planting apples that could be mashed into cider, and not the delicious ones we eat today. And the chainsaw hadn't been invented during Freddy's time. He probably used axes and saws, but the principle's still the same. And the tall tales that preserve their memory, twisted or not, spark the imagination of children of many directions. And we are grateful that Johnny came out victorious over Freddy.
Well, that's it for the weekly challenge this week. Day late, dollar short, as usual. Actually, a little later than that, but whatever. The topic was Roger, and the next topic is going to be Pulse. If you don't already know, the topics, you can go to the website at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Go to that weekly challenge schedule thing on the right side, or just click weekly challenge, and you will see the next topics, the remaining topics for the year, as well as a list of what I'm going to queue up. Probably put it through a randomizer at some point, just to get a little exciting. Yeah, exciting, right. Anyway, oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Not dead yet, but sometimes it feels like it. That's okay. I've got insurance again. Cobra. Whatever. Thank you, and thank you for being a part of this. And as always, keep it brief.